You know what you're doing then? Pay attention. Okay? Just pay attention. So when the choir is done or singing, you can walk up and just sit. And like I said, when you're done that one, you come back and sit. And you have to like get into the mic to project. So don't stand back. You have to get up to it because of how the system is. So it'll do good.
Thank you. Good evening and Merry Christmas. We want to welcome you to our Christmas Eve service here at Columbia United Methodist Church and are glad that you're able to join us tonight. If you're watching online, we welcome you also. We'll be having communion and candlelight tonight as we begin to usher into Christmas Day. And as we do that, let us just begin to prepare our hearts for worship this evening. So let us pray together. Lord, we come before you now, and we give you thanks and praise for this joyous occasion as we come and we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. The birth that gives us freedom from sin and death, the birth of your Christ child that ushers in peace into the world. Be with us now as we come tonight and remember that holy night some 2,000 years ago, that we would relive that experience in our heart, not just tonight, but each and every night of our lives, that we would embrace that Christ child and that we would be like the shepherds and be like the angels and proclaim the good news that Christ has been born. So come with us tonight and join us, Lord, as we come and we give you praise and thanksgiving for all you have done for us. And as we come and we celebrate the birth of your Son, the Christ child. Amen. Would you please stand if you are able at this time?
Some hope, some love that will make us new. Maybe we're looking for the gift we remember this night. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast our sin and enter in. Be born to us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. What we go out to see in the muddle of our world is not necessarily the Christ child or the light that glows within. No, I think what we watch over is the world that he came to save, the masses of humanity who think they can find salvation in the stuff of this life, like we know we do sometimes when we forget, a world that has room for a savior, even when we've forgotten it. And part of what we're keeping watch for is to see whether we make room for grace, room for joy, room for peace, even at our worst. At our most needy and most helpful and grace-filled, we keep watch. Let us light these candles and complete this circle as we rejoice in the light that shines in the darkness and declare with joy and with hope, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Hallelujah. Amen.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Please stand with us as we sing Away in a Manger.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Please stand as we sing While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks."
Glory shone around.
seated.
Luke 2, verses 14 to 20. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know when I was supposed to do this, but this being Christmas, on behalf of the congregation of Columbia United Methodist Church, I would like to present Christmas gifts to Steve and Melody, Pastor Tom, for all they do to keep our church a glorious light for God to see. So, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, Deb. Thank you, congregation. You never know what to expect when you come to church. Well, thank you very much for for that. It's a pleasure to serve here at Columbia Methodist Church and to be a part of the community and all that God is doing here in the midst of serving and just being able to just be a part of what's happening here in Columbia. There's a lot of great things going on, and it's exciting to be a part of a church that's a part of that. Let us pray together this evening. Lord, we come before you now, and we ask, Lord, that you would just open our hearts and our minds that we might hear from you today. We pray that the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight, O God. Amen. Well, can you believe it? It is finally Christmas Eve. It is hard to believe that it's tonight, that all that preparation of putting up the greens, getting the tree up, and putting the lights up, and making sure everything was perfect, all for the event that's going to take place tonight here on Christmas Eve. What a joy it is to be able to celebrate in person with you, as well as online this evening, as we come together and we usher in the birth of Jesus. Now, the last 4 weeks, we have been celebrating Advent, leading up to the preparation of tonight. Tonight of the coming of Jesus Christ our Lord. The fulfillment of the promises that He would give us hope, peace, love, and joy. All that was given to us when He was born that Christmas Eve night so long ago. Advent is about anticipating Jesus' birth, about the Messiah coming and being born. It's about excitement, isn't it? I don't know about you, but Christmas is an exciting time with the anticipation of things, the anticipation of what's going to happen next, the anticipation of just decorating and can't wait to do that, the anticipation of the birth of Christ. It's an exciting time. I remember as a child that one of my strongest memories was that my parents would put me to bed at my regular bedtime, which at that time was between 7 or 8 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve. And I couldn't sleep, obviously. I was a little kid, and I couldn't wait for Christmas morning to come. So I would toss and turn, and I'd stay up half the night until finally at 5 o'clock in the morning came, and I went into my parents' bedroom and said, "It's Christmas morning, it's time to get up." My parents didn't share that same excitement with me for some reason. I'm not sure why. But they said, "All right, give us an hour, and then we'll get up and we'll begin to open presents." And I remember that as I got older, that anticipation changed from staying up all night and waking my parents up at 5 o'clock in the morning to a time of eager preparation for Christmas, a time of, when are we going to put the tree up? When are we going to put the lights up? When are we going to hang the garland? When are we going to hang the wreaths? It changed from that anticipation of, when are we going to get ready for Christmas time, that I couldn't wait to begin to decorate for Christmas. It is a wonderful time of the year for so many reasons. A time when time with family is sweet and precious, that the food we share around the table is precious and tasty. It's a time when even when it's cold outside, it still is warm in our hearts because we're together celebrating Christmas. So much to look forward to for the anticipation of Christmas Day. Why? Because Christmas is worth waiting for, folks. Christmas is worth waiting for. Christmas, some 2,000 years ago, was a long time coming when that angel first spoke to Mary and Joseph, and they were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting until finally the night came when Jesus was born, when the promises were fulfilled and that newborn cry was heard and shepherds came and worshiped, where the stars shone bright, angels spoke, wise men were guided, all because of God's faithfulness coming through that Christ child. Finally, in that stinky, dingy manger scene with the other animals, Jesus was born and God's promise had been fulfilled, showing how vulnerable He was, being wrapped in swaddling clothes. Now, normally we'd be looking at the Gospels for the account of the Christmas story, which Owen just read for us. But tonight I want to look at a different Gospel, a non-traditional Gospel, and that is the Gospel of John. John gives us a different perspective of what Christmas means to us. When we look at John chapter 1, verse 9, we find that John says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." That John was saying that when Jesus was born, that true light came into the world so that all could see and have hope. This is a story of Christmas that gets overlooked at times. The story of how light enters into the world in which we live. The light that was born through Jesus in a dark world full of sin and brokenness. But not just any light, the true light. The one that points us to freedom, forgiveness of sin, and eternal light. The light that each and every one of us has been waiting on, just like Mary and Joseph were. You know, one of the things I love doing is driving around the Christmas season and just looking at random houses and just seeing how beautiful they are lit up outside. I love going into the mall and seeing the decorations of the mall and the lights, because lights are a important part of Christmas. Did you ever wonder why we have so many lights at Christmas? Do you wonder why we decorate our houses outside so they are bright and festive so everybody can see them? Because it's a reminder of the light of the world being born on that Christmas day and how that light penetrates the darkness. That baby born in that manger was a great light that came to brighten up the world in which we live that feels so dark. John tells us, though, that we can miss that light so many times. That Jesus comes in John chapter 1, 10 through 11. He says that although the light came, some did not recognize the light and still lived in darkness. You see, Jesus came to give us light, but so many times we fail to acknowledge that light and we still live in darkness. That we don't recognize Jesus for who he really is. We don't recognize that Christ child for what that Christ child really was. That we miss out on it. Just like the Jews missed out on Jesus being the Messiah. That we might be waiting for something different. That we might be just like the Jews, waiting for a different Messiah to come. When all along, that baby Jesus has been here to free us and to redeem us. How could we miss such a gift? You know, it's interesting because the main reason that Jesus didn't come and put himself on the throne right away and say, "I am the king and I'm going to overtake Rome," because he wanted to be one of us. He wanted to walk amongst us. He wanted to show how much God loved us, and that no matter who you were, no matter how low you were in society, that God sent him to redeem everybody, not just select group of people, not just the upper class, but that Jesus was born in that manger to show that the king came to be born to everybody, not just a select group of people. But so many times we can miss out on that gift of Jesus. So many times we miss out on the fact that he is here to rescue us, to give us hope. And so many times we don't accept him and we don't make room for him in our hearts. Last Christmas, I remember we were opening presents and we were gathered around the tree, and I began to dig out the presents and gave them to everybody. And as we were sitting, Melody was on the couch and I was on the floor, and the boys were opening their presents, and we were all done, I thought, until my son Dylan goes, "Dad, there's still one more present left under the tree." I said, "Okay." And he makes sure he got it, and he wanted to make sure he read who it was to. And he said, "Dad, it's for you. You got to make sure you open this, Dad. You can't forget, you can't leave it there." That he wanted to make sure that I got that present, that I received that gift that was coming to me, and that I opened that gift, and that I didn't miss out on that gift last year. And that's how it is with Jesus. That Jesus is that gift that's right there given to us. That God does not want us to miss out on it. That He wants us to open that gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, into our lives so that we can have forgiveness of sins. So that we can be reborn and renewed. So that we can be forgiven and restored. So that we can be called the children of God. So that each and every one of us can be called the brothers and sisters of Jesus. John 1, verses 12 through 13. To all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He became the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. To those of us that receive that Christ child in our life, it is the greatest gift given to us that gives us the right to be called the children of God. That we're not just receiving forgiveness of our sins. No, we are receiving grace and mercy that we did not deserve because that Christ child was born. That Christ child being born so that we enter that relationship, that we are protected, that we are the spiritual siblings of Jesus, that we inherit everything that Jesus has, that we have access to everything under heaven, that we have an eternal home, and that we will have a resurrected body just like Jesus did, and that most of all, we inherit unspeakable joy in our lives. So this Christmas, as we gather together and we'll go our separate ways in just a few minutes, let us not miss out on that light that has come into the world through that baby Jesus coming and offering us the fullness of life, coming and saying, "Will you invite me in your heart?" The question is, do we have room for Him? Or are we like the innkeeper and say, "No room, go somewhere else"? God longs to dwell in our hearts this Christmas Eve. He longs to be with us, to dwell with us, to live in us, so that we might be also the light of this world through Jesus living in us. John 1:14 says, "The world became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And we have seen the glory and the glory of the one Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." That Jesus is not just the light of the world. He is the Word. That the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He is the fulfillment of Scripture. Everything from Genesis to Revelation that has been fulfilled through His birth as the Word came and fulfilled Scriptures, fulfilled prophecies, as He became flesh for us. Through one man, that baby being born, that God says, "You don't have to look any further, for I've given you the gift of My Son." And because of that gift, when we receive that into our lives, and we ask for that forgiveness of our sins, then the glory of God can shine through us. That when we embrace that Christ child, His light then shines through us as well. That we might be able to point others to Him, and that our light might shine and penetrate the darkness just like the light of Christ did some 2,000 years ago. That when people look at us, they can say, "You know what? I love the light you're giving off. I love how bright your light is. Thank you for being a light in the midst of dark times for me." Christmas is about not just receiving the Christ child, but going and giving the hope to others of that Christ child and being the light to others in this world that are searching and seeking for hope and peace and joy in their lives. In just a few moments, we'll be taking communion as we come to the table to remember that Christ was born for one reason. He was born so that He could die and take the punishment that we deserved and be our sacrifice for us so that we might be forgiven. And so tonight as we come to the communion table, we celebrate how Christmas and how Easter come together. How that babe was born, an innocent child was given for you and for me, so that we might be called the sons and daughters of God. A symbol of remembrance of Christmas and all that God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. How the freedom we have through relationship with Him. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter what you've done. That Christmas is about that Christ child giving us freedom. Making Himself available to us. Saying you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have your life all together. Come just as you are. Just come and receive me, He says. Tonight as we celebrate communion, let it be an opportunity where we embrace that Christ child in our lives. And we present ourselves to Him just the way we are. And that as we light our candles tonight, as we sing Silent Night together, knowing that that one candle might not have a lot of power to pierce an entire dark sky, but all the lights combined have enough power through God working in us to pierce the darkest night. So tonight, let us celebrate the birth of Christ, the new hope that He gives, the life that He gives. And let us not just experience Christmas once a year or Christmas tonight, but let every day be Christmas in which we experience Him. And so tonight as we come and we embrace the Christ child, let us turn our hearts to Him on this Christmas Eve. Let's not get caught up with the hustle and the bustle of the season. Let's not miss those opportunities, the gifts that God gave us of hope, love, peace, and joy. But let us be reminded that Christ is the very light of the world, and that when Christ lives in us, that He shines through us, and that we too are the light of the world, all because of that immeasurable gift of that Christ child that was born some 2,000 years ago. So let us tonight embrace that child the way Mary did and Joseph did, the way the shepherds did. And let us embrace that Christ child and let us go and take the good news that Christ has been born. Tonight, as we prepare our hearts for communion together, I would like for you to listen to the words of the next song that Becky is going to sing here called Noel. And think about the words that are being sung as we are about to celebrate communion and the gift that God has given to us. The gift of forgiveness and restoration. That we might receive that gift here tonight. Becky, if you would come at this time.
Mine in the deep.
Come and see what God has done for us, Noel. That He was born to save us. That little child would grow in wisdom and stature, Scripture says. And that as he grew in wisdom and stature, at the year of 30 years old, he began to ministry. He called his disciples for 3 years. They walked together. He poured into them. And on that third year of his life, he knew that his time had come. He knew that when he was born and everything he was born for at the age of 33 was about to be fulfilled. As he came and he was praying and he said, God, if there's another way, please show me. And he says, not my will, but your will be done. And he willingly goes and takes the punishment for you and I. That on that cross, that little baby that was born, that was wrapped in swaddling clothes, that his body was broken for you and for me. And at the same time as that crown of thorns was poured on his head and blood came down, the blood was shed for you and for me for the forgiveness of our sins. That when he says, Father, it's finished, it's over, that we are forgiven because of that gift of that Christ child that was born some 2,000 years ago. So tonight as you come and you partake in communion, let us embrace the gift of God, the gift of the Christ child, and the freedom that he gives in us. Jim and Cody, if you would come forward at this time. Our table is open to everybody. You do not have to be a member of our church to partake in communion, as God's table is open for all. This morning, this evening, if you're not able to come forward, we'll make sure that we bring somebody back to you to serve communion to you. But just come down the middle aisle, and you'll get served from either Jim on my left or Cody on my right, and then go down the sides. Let us come this evening, and let us celebrate the gift of God, the freedom of Christ, the gift of eternal life. Come this evening as the Spirit leads you. And the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, gave thanks, and he said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Take and eat." And then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink." So, Lord, we come before you now and we give you thanks and praise that we have come to your table and that we once again have been fed, being reminded of the sacrifice you gave us of your Son, that we might be free and that we might be light and hope to others in this world in which we live. Thank you for giving your Son for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Light is such a powerful thing. It's a funny thing because living here in the parsonage and coming into the sanctuary, it's pitch black at times and I can't find my way around. I actually kind of have to feel because it's so dark. But yet when I have light, it's really easy for me to see where I'm going. Because light pierces the darkness. It gives us hope. It gives us a meaning of saying it's going to be okay, that I can get through the next day. I can get through whatever I'm facing because of that light of that Christ child. And everything we're facing in the world today, we come tonight to celebrate the light that Christ gives us and the hope that he gives us, that no matter what is going on outside of these walls, that Christ has overcome it all. And that Christ is the light of the world. And that through us, that we can give hope and light to those who need it at this time. Melody, if you would come. We'll be lighting your candles, and as we do, the lights will go down. We'll start singing Silent Night, and on the third verse of Silent Night, we will raise our candles up into the air. Charles, if you would get the house lights. And let us join together as we sing Silent Night.
Candles in the air.
Look around. Look at the light amongst us and how powerful it is and how you and I can make a difference in the world in which we live because of that Christ child. And let us take this light with us tonight when we leave this place, that it might dwell in us and through us, that others might see the light of Christ as well. Sing the first verse again.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yonder virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
And as we extinguish our candles now, remember the light of Christ goes with us as we leave, and we take that into the world. And as we leave together, let us proclaim the good news of joy to the world, that the Lord has come. Let's celebrate the arrival of that Christ child like the shepherds did and Mary and Joseph did, as we all sing together the good news that joy has come. Let us worship together. To the world, for the Lord has come. And let us go and let us celebrate and proclaim the good news to all who might hear it, that they too might have something to rejoice, to give thanks for, as we usher in the Christ child into our lives. May the grace and peace of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. And Merry Christmas.